like a more of a picture video movie set up to go on the YouTube channel as I get it built. It's going to be here and there getting it built due to the fact that I'm working out of town most of the time. So with that, we're going to dive into today's episode. If it has some back feed and like echoing issues, I've had all kinds of hell with my setup this morning. No clue why, because I've never had issues before in doing it. So reached out to a couple of my buddies. They had no clue. I ended up swapping two different mics, three sets of headphones, and everything's working now, because when all else fails, just unplug the computer and start over. Seems to have worked right now, so we'll see how it turns out. Thanks. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Delta Lodge Outdoors. I'm sitting here today. I'm over in the panhandle. I'm just going to talk about a few things we got that we're going to be working on here at the ranch at that we call Running Waters, which is our place. So we, it's getting that time of the year to start getting spring plots ready and planting. That'll be starting this weekend, hopefully. Also getting together the materials to build a box stand there on the place for the kids. So what we're looking at building is going to be like an 8x12. I'm going to end up throwing some solar panels and everything on it. It's going to be a legit, like, setup where, you know, crappy weather, we've got a real nice place to sit. I can film out of it and everything. My fall plot was planted right there where we're building it, and I have a feeder out that we keep full with DFO products. So we've got a lot of deer coming into it and checking cameras. I haven't posted anything. I'm going to sit down and start filming the beginning to the end of the process with the starting now with food plot and everything, and to throw on the YouTube channel. Then we'll go from there. And the building of the sand to go on the YouTube channel. So we'll be getting those few things gathered up in the next few weeks doing it. It's hard to do the stuff with me working out of town, so it'll be a long process to get it built because I'll be in and out of town building on the weekends. Hopefully I can do it in just a couple weekends. I'll get the opportunity to work on it and be able to throw it together quick. The boys will be working on it with me, so we'll see how that goes. It's either go really well with them or really bad really quickly. There's no in between. And with that, we're, you know, looking at doing stuff to show what we sat down to do for our box stands, for our food plots in the areas that we're going to be working. And just give you all a process of what we do and how we're going to do it. And I know everybody does things different, but this is going to be our take on how we do the things. Then I think I'm going to do a little series on making mock scrapes and everything. And not only on the YouTube channel, post some on TikTok and on the DFO page through Facebook, but also a couple part series. Won't be long, you know, 15 minute series, three or four like that of mock scrapes, you know, over the podcast and everything too, so that we can start showing that and explaining to people, because there's a process to that. A lot of people don't like mock scrape. I have good luck with them. I like to use them to, and it gives me a range of what's in, with cameras, it gives me a range of what's in the area. Also, if you do it correctly, they will continue to use them year-round and continue to come back to them yearly. So I've got two right now on my place there here in Oklahoma that I've got set up that I set up right at a year ago now when we first bought the place. They're still hitting. I have a couple in North Louisiana that I haven't checked in probably 2 years, but I guarantee if we go to them, they're still using them. And it was some that I made. They're not all going to do that, but if you go about it the right way and put them where they would put them and do the setup correctly, it'll work. They will, and we'll get into that into a series is what I'm wanting to do. This is just, you know, touching bases. Hope everybody's been enjoying what we've been trying to do. I know I went on a tangent last week about voting and the wolves and, you know, the non-hunters voting their precedence over ours and us keeping our mouths shut as hunters and what it's going to cost us. Hope it didn't offend anybody. And if it did, reach out to me and we'll discuss it, because, like, there's no reason to be offended on either side. Everybody, you know, that's the problem. Like, everybody gets offended instead of, like, they don't want to hear the other person's side. So, with that, you know, what we're looking at, sorry if you catch a bunch of wind. I'm sitting in my truck recording and the window's down and the wind's like 40 miles an hour where I'm at. So if it's catching wind, I'll try and edit it out of it. But, you know, we're going to go over the ins and outs of building our box stand, setting our food plots up, you know, do a series on scrapes and everything, mock scrapes and regular scrapes, do a bunch of filming with that, and try and get information out there to you guys and gals, and looking to try and bring a few guests on. Hopefully, we're going to be bringing it, hopefully the next few weeks, because we've got a group that we're putting together there that's going to be, this year we'll put in for a preference point for Kansas, and I don't know if we're going to try and do a 2025 Kansas hunt or 2026 Kansas hunt. I think it's 2026. I think we're going to do preference points the next couple years, then try and draw in 2026. But this year what we have planned is a for sure an October hunt for DFO guys to commit. It's going to be anywhere from 4 to 10 of us that go make that hunt, you know. And then we're working on putting together a few packages, like, of hunts, like, that we go on and that we invite people, you know, invite some randoms on with us, like. So that's what we're looking at, or trying to put something together where we get some guys that come down to hunt with us that are not typical guys that, you know, I can't say Oklahoma hunters, because I'm not your 100% Oklahoma hunter yet. You know, I grew up hunting Louisiana, so I'm still learning and adjusting to the Oklahoma hunting. But we're gonna be making some trips and photograph, and you'll have, you know, pictures and videos coming out of all the trips and scouting trips. Hopefully in the next 2 months, we'll flood the channel with videos of from the box stands to the plant food plots to hinge cutting on private property to the public land scouting, and not just in Oklahoma. It'll be, hopefully we're going to be able to make some Missouri trips and maybe Arkansas scouting. That's what we're looking at. Might make a May squirrel hunt down in North Louisiana just to see the family and friends, and put a couple guys together. Let's make a squirrel hunt just for shits and giggles, film that, and we'll go from there. Like I said, this is just me rambling, and I know that. I'm working on getting some more guys and gals on with me. If you want to be a guest on the show, reach out to us and let us know. You can reach us through the Delta Flodge page on Facebook. Facebook, like, it's Delta Flodge on Facebook, Delta Flodge on Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, pretty much anything. Like, if you can find, if it's Delta Flodge, it's us. Reach out to us, and if you'd like to be a guest, or if you got some ideas for shows, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks. This is Julius Craig, Delta Flodge Outdoors.
This is Julius Craig. We appreciate you listening to us today.